I thought tonight maybe you'd like to hear from the young lady who plays the piano for us. She spent a good bit of the last 4 years, 5 years actually, with us on the road. She won the Youth for Christ International Contest on the piano. She's gone on from there. She came with us for 3 years. She met a young man in our group that she thought she liked pretty well. And they decided to get married. Actually, what happened was he said, "Wilt thou?" And she wilted. And she, as you have already heard, can really take care of that instrument called the piano. Her husband and she have been all of this year with the second unit of the Spurlows, group number 2, which tonight happens to be up in Canada. And Gary and Kay came in this weekend for our concerts to be with us during these last few days before we wind up our tour. We're very happy. And I thought maybe you'd like to give her a nice warm welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Kay Mullen, welcome her, would you?
Kay!
Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, don't you wish you'd practiced, though? Boy, my mom told me I was going to play the clarinet when I was a kid. I said no. She said yes. I said no. She said yes. We compromised and I played the clarinet. But I didn't play it very well or very long. I want to tell you, whenever there was a ball game to go to or something else I could do, I got out of practicing. One day my mom was making me practice. And I mean, she really knew how to persuade. She had a great way of persuading me to do something. It was called my father. And I was practicing one day, a hot summer day. And I didn't want to be there, I'll tell you. I was practicing scales and arpeggios and stuff and things like that. And a salesman came up on the front porch, and I guess the screen door was the only thing that was closed, everything else was open. He listened to me practice as long as he could stand it, I guess, and finally got up courage and he knocked at the door, and I got up from my practicing, went over to the door, and I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Hello, Sonny, is your mother home?" I said, "What do you think?" Told you you'd have to put up with this nonsense all night, so just hang on there, the evening's young. You know, there are a lot of things that happen that kind of make a real impression upon you, and we travel a lot during the 9 months that we're on the road. It's the contrast in what a song says, and if we accomplish that, then we've done indeed our purpose. Well.